is the evening the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in to our evening Bible study. It is a blessing to be able to share with you on this evening. This is the evening by which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we're glad in it. My prayer for you is that God will protect you and that God will protect your family. I'm just saying to you, from my heart to yours, I want you to be aware, I want you to be conscious that in this season of life, it's no time to get slack. It's no time to drop our guard. It's no time to act like something's over. We need to make sure that what we're doing and what we're saying is that we're doing what needs to be done so that situations in our life will move forward like never before. I am excited about this chance in which God has allowed me to teach what he's going to teach me to teach tonight. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be prayerful. I really want you to be able to know that God is in control of every situation. And as we move forward in life, we got to stand on the promises of God. We got to stand on the promises of God like never before. We got to stand on the promises of God like, you know what? We're standing on his promises. We're going to do what he says to do. We're going to move the way he says move. We're going to act the way he says act. We're going to talk the way he says to talk. And we're going to honor him and reverence him in every situation in life. I want to get ready to soon go to the scripture, but I just want to speak blessings over your life. I want to speak blessings over your family. And I'm speaking tonight that right now God is doing amazing things in your family, in your life. I decree that this word will be life-changing. This word will open up new levels and open up new doors of victory in your life. Think about this, that God, we need you. We can't live without you. And we're standing on your promises and we're standing on your word that all is well. I'm getting ready to go to the book of Isaiah, and I want to begin to read something to you. And I want to think it's chapter 55, Isaiah chapter 55, and I want to start reading from verse 6, Isaiah 55, and I want to start reading verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let them return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and as the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Verse 11 again. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I'm going to take a few moments tonight with this thought that God gave me to just teach to you for a few moments. Repeat to defeat. Repeat to defeat. I'm going to say it again. Repeat to defeat. In society, in life tonight, I want to talk about the battle of conversation. The battle that says to us, what are we really saying right now? And is what we're saying accurate enough to make sure of this, that God is speaking in our life loud enough until we will not repeat what the news is saying only, what they're saying on social media, what they're saying on Twitter, what they're saying on Instagram, what they're saying on Facebook. We so quickly repeat. But the question now is to ask yourself the question, is what I'm repeating power to defeat what I'm fighting? I'm talking about this realm of faith. The scripture says in Isaiah 55 and 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I find that very interesting because look like what Isaiah was alluding to is you better get your connection with God while you can find him. Because it appears as if though there's a season of testing, and maybe some people are already in that place to where they never really were seeking God. And with the chaos that's going on in the world now, it's hard to find him. Not that he's not there, but your mind will not allow you. Your faith will not allow you. Anxiety, stress, and fear is trying to get us to really take charge of our own life, to be our own protector, to be our own guide, to make our own moves, to be able to do our own suggestions. And it seems as if though we are not moving the way God wants us to move. But while we have an opportunity right now, we need to seek God while he can be found. After he tells us to seek the Lord while he can be found and call upon him while he's near, he goes with another instruction. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found is one instruction. Call upon him while he is near is two instructions. Here's another command. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let them return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. While you have time to get grace, while you have time to obtain mercy, while you have a consciousness to be able to hear and forsake wickedness. You know, so many people now, there's so many wicked things in the world, and the unfortunate thing about the wicked way is sometimes wicked won't let you come back to God. Many people lose their lives in their wickedness. So he can't pardon you if you don't ask him for forgiveness. Verse 8 is crucial. He said, well, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Who would ever thought that God would have put a command and a circumstance and a situation in the houses whereby which his children are to go and worship him? Who would have ever thought that God would allow? And when I think about this, and I look at this really closely, there are some people, even preaching and teaching, that it was Satan. Satan just wants to stop the people of God from going to God's house. I want to ask you a question. I want to address this thought. Do you think that Satan is powerful enough to shut down God's houses? if God did not allow it to happen? Do you think Satan has so much power until he can just come along and do what he wants to do? If that was the case, no believers in God will exist. If that were the case, he will have the power to snatch out God's Holy Spirit out of our heart. Because the truth of the matter is, while I might not have seen people who I was used to seeing from Sunday to Sunday, I haven't lost sight on God. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. Perhaps God wanted to take us back to individuality. Perhaps he wanted to say, you know what? I'm going to see if you'll praise and worship me without a praise team, without a choir. Because for so many months and for so many weeks, someone else had to lead you into worship. My question now, can you lead yourself into worship? So many times we will come to the house of God and we'll just pray and we'll want somebody to pray over us, pray over us, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. But we're in a position now to where God says, ah, brother, sister, son, daughter, you got to learn how to pray for yourself. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. He said, I'll let you go into your own way and you'll find out that's not my way. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. I think we as leaders, I think we as spiritual spokespersons and teachers and people that are in what we call higher level of spiritual responsibility, we have to be very careful how we so frivolously said, and God said, and God said. Well, see, the scripture says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God will speak to us, and sometimes he gives us permission to repeat because he's given us divine words and instructions. But everybody, to think that any event and every event that happens in this world, some prophet, some prophetess, some man, some woman can automatically understand why God and exactly what God is doing, I totally beg to differ. To be able to think that we are equal to the mind of God and have God figured out that much. Yes, he will use us. Yes, he will talk to us. And yes, he will instruct us. Yes, by holy permission and by sovereign right, he can deposit revelation into our lives. But he doesn't necessarily give us the right and power to understand all his ways. He says, for as the rain cometh down, and I so know what I'm teaching tonight. Repeat to defeat. I'm going to get there in a minute. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither. I want you to think about this. When rain comes from the sky, when rain comes from the clouds, when the rain falls, no one can make the rain go back up in the clouds but God. He's the only one that has the power. Matter of fact, man can do a lot of things. But guess what man can't do? Man can't make it rain. Man can't control the sun. Man can't control how the clouds move. Man can't control what makes the clouds break into rain. But one thing man surely can't do is when it rain cometh down or when the snow cometh down from heaven and the snow melts, no one has the ability to turn it back into snow. No one has the ability for when the rain hits the ground or the rain hits your car or the rain hits you, no one has the ability to take that rain, put it back in the form of a raindrop, and send it back into the clouds of heaven again. No one has that right. No one has that power. He says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth." In other words, the purpose of the rain is to water the earth. The purpose of the snow is to water the earth and making it bring forth and bud. In other words, it's assisting the process of allowing the seeds to grow. It actually gets into agreement with fertility that's in the ground. He sends the rain, can I say it like this, to make it happen. He said, when I send my rain, it makes it happen. He said, I literally send water to make it bring forth and bud. I send the rain so a flower can come. I send the rain so a watermelon can come. I send the rain so a tree can come. I send the rain so fruit can come, so grass can grow. I send the rain so it can bud, that it may give seed. In other words, when I give rain, when that watermelon comes forth, it has watermelon seed. When that mango has a seed, when the grass has hit, the rain hits the grass, it becomes a seed. It becomes seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In other words, when I decide to do something, and I send my word, then it comes to just like the rain cometh, it can't go back up. Just like the snow comes, it has a purpose to water the earth and bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I have a plan. I have a plan that nobody can change. I have a plan that no man can stop. The man can't make the raindrop go back up in the heavens. The man can't make the snow turn back to snow and go back up in the heavens. He said, and so it is with my word. Lord, and have mercy. In other words, when I release it, when I have a purpose for it, it must come to pass. So shall my word go forth out. Here's the key. Out of my mouth. I'm going to let you think about that for a moment. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. So shall, guess what he did? He claimed ownership of two areas. And there's a principle here that I think we miss. I think that we get excited when we just say something. I think we just get, sometimes we stretch it too far, because some things we say, perhaps God didn't say it. Sometimes it wasn't faith, it was more of a wish. So you just say it. I want you to look at verse 11. And I'm going to teach this for a couple of minutes. And then I'm going to pray with you. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Let's go to Genesis now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, let there be light. See, the word that went forth out of his mouth, and there was light. It shall not return unto me void. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The power of his mouth. The power of his word. The power that goes beyond just what I say. But I heard the Lord speak plainly to me tonight. and said this. Many Christians, many believers are wondering why they say things and they still end up defeated in some areas. We have to master, oh my God, Jesus, what he said. We have to take what God said. It's too many people out here right now. I'm just going to say it. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm a pastor. I've been raised around the church all my life. But you know what? I'm going to say this honestly. Some of this stuff these people saying God said, it could not have been God because it contradicts what he said. There are people who even said, God said, we don't need to. Oh my goodness, God, why are you going to do this to me, Jesus? God, why you want me to say this? And I've stood up in churches and said, God said, this will not hinder me. God said, this virus will not overtake me. And then they die from the virus. And the question now the world is confused. If God didn't say that, then that should not have happened. But the truth of the matter is, God not going to tell us to repeat things that are not wise. Lord have mercy. He's not going to tell me to say something that will harm his people. You can say it. You can say I said it because I can stand behind God's word that says wisdom is the principal thing. All by getting, get an understanding and understand for me as a leader, God is not going to tell me to place his children in danger. I feel a few touched people right now, but I'll say it again so we can touch you again. God is not going to tell me to lead his people into danger. We got some stories in past histories of where so quote unquote spiritual leaders would tell people they telling drink this poison. No, nothing will harm us. All right. Okay. So now you are putting things, you're really tempting God. That's what you're doing. You might not admit, but you're trying to tempt God to prove your faith. First of all, God doesn't need any man, and no man will ever be able to tempt God. Usually who try to tempt God, they find out on the other end that they didn't win. He said, my word will go forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. See, I got to break this down for a moment. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Let's break this down. This verse is powerful. So shall, first of all, my word. Not Jonathan McKnight's emotions. Not the bishop, not the apostle, not the evangelist, not the prophet, not the prophetess, not their word. So many times, so many people itching for a word. So many people are frivolously itching for a word from a man or a woman. And yes, God speaks through us. I'm pro-preacher. I'm pro-pastor. I'm pro-bishop. My father did this. I was talking to my father the other day. He was a presiding bishop for 25 years over an organization. So I'm pro-order. I'm pro-protocol. I am pro-man of God. I'm pro-woman of God. but I'm pro-God. We run up to people. Give me a word. No. I don't want you to give me a word. I want God to give me a word through you. Don't ever make the man or the woman the word. They can give you a word from God. Because see, if it comes from God, it will not return void. He said, so shall my word go out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Now, God is, I want you to look at this scripture. As I finish this, God has taken total ownership of his word. Sometimes I hear people, you know, so shall, first of all, my word, ownership, that goeth forth out of my mouth, ownership twice. It shall not return unto me, boy, three times, but it shall prosper that which I please. Four times, I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. There are five acknowledgments in that one scripture of God saying, I control it. It comes from my mouth. It's my word. It's my mouth. It shall not come unto me, boy. It will prosper where I please. And we'll all be excited by that. Prosper where I please says to me that even if you don't want me blessed, if he sends me a word, sorry, I'm going to be blessed anyway, whether you like it or not. And some people actually get angry with God because he sent a word to you and they couldn't stop it. You know, sometimes people get disappointed in their prayer life because really they're praying against you. They might not admit it. They're really praying that harm come your way or defeat come. Oh, God, destroy my enemy. Come against my enemy. I bind. You see, right now, they might be an enemy to you, but they might be a friend to God. I'm going to say that three times. Let me say that three times. That was real good. I'm about ready to pay myself. They might be an enemy to you, or you might be an enemy to them, and now I'm a friend to God. You done made me your enemy, but I'm God's friend. They don't like you, but God loves you. Now, who gonna win that battle? They made me their enemy, but they forgot that I was God's friend. And it amazes me. Some people are so shallow, and they're so immature until they will. Actually, I'm getting deeper in this than what I anticipated. Y'all give me 2 more minutes and I'll try to get out of here. They anticipated. They disliked you so much, but then they overrated themselves so much spiritually until they thought that if they didn't like you, then God was going to get in agreement with how he felt about you. Silly you. Foolish you. To think that if you don't like something, you can maneuver God to your emotions. You can maneuver God to your immaturity. You can maneuver God to your unforgiveness, to your silent hate, to your jealousy, to your competition. You want to maneuver God. And then in your mind, you start wishing certain things happen to people because you won't deal with your own wickedness. And the church didn't say nothing. God said, it's my word. It's my mouth. It won't return to me, boy. Because, see, really, the word is himself. In the book of John, which we read this month, the first chapter says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So God said, what I do is, I speak for me out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. I send me to it. Mm-hmm. And I won't come back to me void because there's nothing void in me. Then he says, I will allow what I speak to accomplish what I please. Mm-hmm. And wherever I send it, it'll prosper wherever I send it. So the Lord told me this as I close this out. He said, you want to make sure, Pastor McKnight, you always win. You want to make sure that you can defeat the enemy. He says, repeat to defeat. Repeat what God says out of his mouth. Repeat to defeat. Repeat. He said, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. You choose. He told me to choose life. So what I'm going to repeat is life. I'm repeating to defeat. And so many people here right now are just saying stuff. Even in the kingdom, they're just saying stuff. They're saying what their wishes are. They're saying, and see what's happening, their words are falling to the ground. Their words are not coming to pass. This is one of the most sensitive times for anybody who is just out there saying stuff, posting stuff, saying what the Lord, thus saith thou, thus saith thou. You better make sure that you don't lead nobody astray because of your own emotions. See, when God says it, it ain't going to return back for it. When we repeat what he said, he told me to choose life, so I'm choosing life. He said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'll make you the limit. I got to repeat to defeat. Boy, if some of you all repeated what God said as much as you saw on social media, you'll be a wonder. You'll have some sure enough power. The weatherman says it's going to rain tomorrow. My God, the sun's shining and the clouds are white. But you took an umbrella. But you repeat it. The weatherman says it's going to run, it's going to rain tomorrow. And you mess around and they said, America is open back up. And you start repeating. Oh, my goodness. We found it free. Yeah. And we 60,000 people away from 500,000 people died, and 19, 20 states took a spike in the virus because somebody said. That's why I let the record show at the Pastor of Sanctuary of Praise. And I know there's some people asking the members, what's your pastor doing? And the people, I even got people calling me, asking me what the Lord said to you, Pastor, about this. I said, I ain't heard nothing since stay home and protect the people. Now, everybody else can go out there and do whatever they want to do. I just want you to know where Pastor Jonathan McKnight is. Because I'm going to repeat to defeat. I'm going to repeat what he said. I'm going to let everybody else try to make it seem like I ain't got no faith. Let everybody else try to make it seem like, you know, what you're scared of. God ain't, there's no weapon formed against you or prosper. This weapon ain't forming. It's already formed. This ain't nothing forming against us. This is something that we're in that we have to have wisdom. What is this craziness where we turn the word of God for our own benefit and act like we're spiritually leading? And we're putting people in danger. Pastor McKnight don't want that on his hands, and neither will it be. You love people, you deprive you of image. And I'm going to repeat to the suit. I'll make sure I say what he say. He told me I can bless him at home. He told me I can serve him no matter what. You know what else he told me? He bigger than a building. And that's why people can't even talk to me about, people going to fall away. There was people falling away when church was open every day. People going to fall away because some want to fall away. Some didn't fall away. They just was walking, laying down on the ground. They had already failed. I just want y'all to know this. I want y'all to hear in my heart. The enemy is playing spirituality against wisdom. He is playing the game of knowing that if he can get you to think you're so spiritual until you don't use wisdom, he can defeat people to where they now question the voices of men and women of God. Father, I thank you for your love. I've said what you said. Say I've done what you said, too. We're going to repeat to defeat what the enemy is trying. Bless our nation. Bless our country. The hatred, the racism, the wickedness, just taking innocent lives. God, it needs to stop. The wicked people, you say, and the wicked shall be cut off. Now, God, I didn't say that. You said it. The devil is trying to use darkness against light. But I say what you said in Psalm 27, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, my enemies, and even my foes try to come upon us, they stumble and they fall. I command in the name of Jesus that safety and wisdom be around our families, our children, our communities. I plead the blood of Jesus. God, somebody needs to be shaken. They out here playing around, acting free. The believer needs wisdom. And I thank you, you're giving us wisdom. I thank you, we're going to repeat what you said so we can defeat what the enemy is trying. Sharpen our discernment, release extra wisdom, give us guidance, give us direction, give us protection. Help those who are trying to help others in all facets. Command in the name of Jesus that the corruption behind the scenes that we don't even know, that you shut it down. Remove them one way or the other. I thank you for blessings and favor, for peace, victory, and prosperity, for an anointing and freedom. And we command that it's already done in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be safe. Hear the Lord. Hear what the Lord is saying. God bless you. Pastor Jonathan.